it's quite an achievement, really. I suppose, you know, it's taken me a lot of years to get to this collection. Mind, I've been doing it since 1999. So it's quite a long time for me to get the collection. And I keep adding to it every year anyway. So it'll increase every year, I think, you know. So
how much do you think it's worth? Because it sounds like you spent thousands on it.
There are some expensive, but there are some cheaper ones. You know, you can buy them in boxes for £6-7. So you get 5 or 6 in a box. You know what I mean? But others then, when I buy the special ones, they are more expensive.
How about Tiffany?
Yeah, I've got a Tiffany one, which is the most expensive. We're in Selfridges yesterday, and it was, what else can we get? Let's look at the baubles. And when I said, Tiffany, they won't have any. But when we went up, and when she said, yes, we do have, we've got a snowman. So I said, can I have a look at it, please? So we had a look, and it was lovely. It's not a massive big one. But it is beautiful. It's blue, because of course Tiffany's colour is blue. And it's blue and white, and it's lovely, beautiful.
Going to have pride of place this year.
Yes, I don't think I'd be putting it on the ceiling, to be honest, because it won't be able to see it with all my other baubles. So I'm going to find someone. I've got a tree that I have on my wall. It's only on the wall. And it's got all my great-grandchildren's names on it. Baubles with their names on. I think I'll put it on there with them.
Nana Baubles, tell me, how did this all get started?
My son lived in Brighton, and he invited me up to the New Year, and he said we'd go to one of his friends in Sutton for a New Year's Eve party. And as I walked into his friend's house, that's what he had, with baubles on the ceiling, and I went, my son could see by my face. He said, no, you're not doing it. And I said, yes. So from the day I came back to Swansea off holiday, I started collecting baubles. I went to all the shops that had sales and bought all the sale ones to start off. And then when Christmas came, bought more. And then everywhere I went, bought more. And all friends and relatives, whenever they've been anywhere and they've seen anything special, they've bought for me as well. So it's just added and it's just completely went... Anyway, you know, really not out of hand, because it's lovely. I would like to get thousands up there. I wish I had a bigger room. I do think I might put them out in the hall from next year. Out in my hallway, just in the hallway. I did put them outside this year, because, the ivy got such a fabulous display. They are fabulous, you know, outside. So I thought, I'm going to do that. So I tried it. And I did put them up and they were fine, but the wind blew them all down. Storm Arwen or whatever his name was.
You were very committed, and I have to say that the operation to get them up must be some feat. So do they stay up all year, or do you have to decorate afterwards? Because I know after Christmas I have to paint.
Yes, well... When I first started doing it, I started putting them up in September. It takes me so long because, you're on a ladder, you're putting them up on the ceiling, and you can only put a few up at a time sometimes because the neck is aching. So I think, and then I look up and I think, no, I don't like that there. So I have to take it down and put it somewhere else. And so it takes me quite a while to get it. Not that there's a pattern or anything. It's just I like to see them all looking so that you can see every ball that's up there. Because if you've got balls and there's some behind them, you're looking then to see what that is behind. So I try to get so that you can see them all from down, you know, lying on the floor looking up at them all. But so it takes me from September. I start in September. Well, then, because I think, I'm not taking them down on the 6th of January, so they stay up till March.
You've got a lot of grandchildren. I bet they love coming to Grandma Grotto's.
They love it because they like coming because we play games. The first one to find me, because there are so many different types. I've got the dwarves, 7 dwarves are up there. They're all the princesses, Disney princesses, Beauty and the Beast and everything. And then it's... who can find me and who can find me this ball and who can find me that ball. And we just play for hours playing who can find me. It's like find a thimble, isn't it? But we're just looking for different baubles. They do say, oh, Gran, you know where everything is. But I don't, because they're up there, and sometimes I have to think myself, like, where is that ball? You know, but no, we thoroughly enjoy looking for the different types I have.
Is there one bauble that you desperately covet, that if somebody was listening out there and they could make your dreams come true, they could deliver for Christmas?
Oh, no, no, no. No, I don't think so, because I've got everything. All my children have bought me different baubles, and they're all special to me. My granddaughter has bought me a Golden Jubilee bauble with the Royal Doulton ER on it, and it's that's quite special. But then, my daughter beside me.
My favourite bauble, Emma, my best one, Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond, she got a Donny Osmond bauble. And I got that up, and you know.
And I've loved him since I was 9.
She has to get in there. Karen, come on as well. What's it like having a mum that does this? Do you just egg her on?
Oh, she's just mad as a box of frogs, really, isn't she? You know. But she loves it. And everywhere we go in the world, we'll pick up a bauble for her. And she's had strangers send her baubles. She's got a bauble from Chicago Bears. She was on Fox News or something one day. They picked it up. And then people from America are sending her baubles. And Australia. It's madness.
The reason why I had them from Australia was because my son is in the RAF. And people he was stationed with in this country moved. They finished and they moved. And then they got in touch with him and they said, Stephen, is that your mother on TV? Is that your mother that we've seen? Don't start. Yes, he said, because, you know, don't start on that. Oh, my God, it's fabulous. Give us her address, but he wouldn't give my address. He said, you can say, if you're going to do anything, send it to me and I'll pass it on to my mother. And they sent me baubles from Australia, kangaroos and a koala bear. Have you seen the picture of them? Have you seen them?
I have seen the pictures and I absolutely love them. And if we didn't have COVID, I would say I would be up there with bells on. Hopefully next year I will come in and see it myself.
You certainly can, because they will be up. They will be back up, because I'm taking them down and give them a little, because I need to give them a wash now, right? Because they've been up there for over a year. So, you know, they do catch a bit of dust on them. So I have to clean them off now and put them away and then put them back up. I'll have my daughter, she goes up the attic, gets them all down for me. She puts them up and she gets them all down. Mm. So I do have help with it all around, you know. I do have help from all the family. And as the grandchildren are getting older, they do want to help. But as I've said, if I break one, it's okay. But if they broke one, I'd be most annoyed. I'd be screaming at them if they broke one. But if I break one, well, that's my fault.
Hands off Nana's baubles.
That's it, yes.